Pod People.
Hello, Worsties. Spooky season is upon us. And today we are going to be talking about the McCamey Haunted House. And I know that some of you might think that this torture chamber is right up my alley, but I've gone to therapy and I have my mental illness under control. So it's a no from me. Thank you.
Satan?
Yes, Joanne.
What fresh hell is this?
This is going to be great, I promise.
Breaking news, if you are receiving this right now, it's because you're a huge bitch.
Ugh, Christ. What fresh hell is this? All right, Worsties, I am coming at you with a very on-brand sponsor right now. Today's sponsor is Dadgrass. Dadgrass is legal organic hemp that relaxes your body and mellows out your mind. If you know me, you know that my brain is always frantic. My thoughts are going like 70 miles per hour. So it's nice to have something that's just gonna chill you out and not make you super paranoid. Dadgrass CBD products are made with 100% organic hemp that's easy to dose and the effects come on smooth. So they offer like a variety of different things like pre-rolled joints as well as hemp flower and a variety of CBD tincture drops. I think this is really nice just because I think a lot of us can relate to having bad trips on products that we don't really know where it came from. And sometimes it's very Black Mirror-esque. Sometimes it's scary and we don't like that. All of Dadgrass products are federally legal for ages 18 and over, and it ships right to your door anywhere in the U.S. Right now, Dadgrass is offering our listeners 20% off your first order when you go to dadgrass.com/stanzi. You can go to dadgrass.com/stanzi to check out their products. That's dadgrass.com/stanzi, S-T-A-N-Z-I. Hello and welcome to What Fresh Hell Is This with me, Stanzi Potenza. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. What a wild week it has been. So I'm recording this. What is the date right now? It's like September like 20th or something. And what that means is that the queen just kicked the bucket. The queen is dead. And I first want to say that I had a lot of people after the queen died tweeting at me about Dr. Maltese and Mildred McJenkins because the whole premise of that segment was that the queen died and then she did. I had nothing to do with that. If the feds are listening, that wasn't me. Fentanyl is a really crazy drug, so my thoughts and prayers are with the royal family right now. But no, we had nothing to do with it. I think it's probably just like a Simpsons-esque, you know, foreshadowing. I don't know, like fortune-telling, wherever the fuck. The prophecy was bestowed on me, and I didn't know it at the time, so I just used it for comedy. Apollo's tools are being misused, but I did have a hit tweet yesterday about King Charles kicking the bucket in like 8 months. So we're going to see. I don't know. He's looking kind of raggedy, but that just happened. Like that was a crazy thing that just happened. And then on the day of the funeral, we find out that Adam Levine, lead singer of Maroon 5, has cheated on his wife. Who would have thunk it? I would hope everyone, because I don't know the man, but like he seems like a scumbag. So the idea of him cheating on his beautiful wife with an Instagram model makes a lot of sense. But it's just been a funny, funny week online. I'm having a great time. But, you know, we can't just focus on Adam Levine's affairs, the Queen, King Charles, and his breakfast link fingers, because that's a thing that's happening. the queen might be dead, but the vibes aren't, you know? So we're going to just continue the episode because by the time you listen to this, it's going to be October. And that is a very special time for me. I fucking love, I mean, if you're listening to this podcast, you kind of should know that I'm into like creepy stuff. I'm into like horror. If you watch any of my videos, most of my videos are about like serial killing. So like, so you should know, but I love Halloween. I'm an October baby myself, October 17th. My older sister was born on October 23rd. My dad was born on October 1st. My grandfather was born October 24th. So it's just like a big, giant, spooky affair. My mom fucking is obsessed with Halloween. She's like that house in the neighborhood that goes all out for Halloween. It's awesome. It's really like it's a sight to behold. She has a 7-foot It the Clown, like an animatronic It the Clown that just like is in the living room for the month of October. So it's great. So I was like, I want to at least do some Halloween stuff on the podcast while we're here. And I'm going to be posting Halloween stuff on TikTok and Instagram and whatever, YouTube, because I do a horror series. But I was like, what can I do for the podcast? I mean, it's a podcast. You don't get any of the visual stuff, really, unless I post like a little snippet of it online. But I was like, what can I talk about? And then I was like, oh, you know what I should talk about? I should talk about McCamey Manor. If you don't know what McCamey Manor is, it is known as an extreme haunt. And an extreme haunt is an extreme haunted house. Now, in the haunt community, McCamey Manor isn't really acknowledged as a haunted house because there's nothing about it that's haunted. And you'll understand what I'm talking about when I get into it, or if you already know what it like goes on in there. It's there's nothing haunted about it. There's nothing paranormal about it. There's nothing really spooky about it compared to other haunted houses that exist out there. It's not the only extreme haunt. There are other, I guess, like venues and stuff that do haunted houses that, you know, that are extreme, but like I think lean more into the like paranormal aspect of it all, whether it be like a monster thing or like a zombie thing or ghosts or whatever. I personally love haunted houses. I actually, if you don't know this about me, I used to be a haunted house actor. So for like a few years in October, I would be like a haunted house actor. And being a haunted house actor like kind of took the thrill of it all away from me because I know what goes on behind the scenes. And actually, if you're afraid of haunted houses, if you are someone that like wants to go but is like a little too afraid, I am going to tell you this one thing. The moment that you walk by an actor that is trying to scare you, they immediately like go back to being like normal. Like they, like you'll walk by, they'll be like, rah, and you'll be like, oh my God. And then you move through to the next room or something. And they're like, oh my God, like I forgot to take my Adderall. Like it's like that. I was the same way. You know, they're there to make like, I don't know, $15 an hour and then like be a little spooky and then whatever. Like it's like if I was afraid of haunted houses, like that would have gotten me through it. But I wasn't. But because I know this, because I'm like privy to this like behavior, going through haunted houses like isn't super exciting for me at this point. But I am kind of like a thrill seeker. So I've always been interested in the extreme haunted houses. There was one called Blackout in New York, and I don't know if it actually exists anymore. I know that at least in like 2019, they were doing something where it was like an extreme haunted house, but you didn't go anywhere. Like it was more of like an at-home experience, and like they would have your phone number and like leave. I don't know, like you would be kind of like stuck in your house. I don't really know how it worked, but like I think it was more of just like a psychological like solo experience that you would like have in your house. I never did it, so I don't know like the full details of it, but like that was something I was interested in. McCamey Manor is something I am not interested in. You could not pay me enough money in the world to go here. And the reason is because McCamey Manor is basically like, it's not basically, no, it is legalized torture. So the guy who runs it, his name is Russ McCamey, and like, it's just like the whole story is just like not great. Like he was in the Navy, and you're like, okay, so this like ex-Navy dude decides one day, like, I'm just gonna open up like a haunted house that's like basically just legalized torture. That sounds like a great time. That sounds awesome. I definitely trust a man like that. So apparently there's like a big waiting list, but like that might actually not be true. It might just be kind of like, they might just try like make it seem like it's something that people really desire to go to. But like, I can't imagine. They say the wait list is like 27,000 people. Like there are 27,000 people on this wait list waiting for a call from Russ McKinney to be like, hey, we have chosen you to fucking torture. So come on down to wherever the fuck, Tennessee. I can't imagine there are 27,000 people in this country that are like, yeah, sign me the fuck up. I can't imagine that. But I mean, there are people that go to this. There are people that go to this, and you can actually watch it on YouTube. There are at least some videos of it on YouTube of like people's experiences, and he films like the whole thing, like every time, like every group that comes through there. And I think it's maybe like two or three people at, like, I think it's like three max that like go through. And apparently people don't pay to go. Apparently they charge people with like dog food, because I guess they also save dogs, which is nice. So they like don't charge people. And one of the whole things is like, there's like a $20,000 prize. If you can make it through the whole time, because here's the other thing, is that it lasts 8 to 10 hours. So you have to be in this place for 8 to 10 hours being tortured by multiple people, essentially. And if you can stay the whole 8 to 10 hours, you win. And no one's ever done it before because it's so awful. But apparently there's like a rumor that there was like one guy that did make it through, and then Russ basically like stopped it. But the guy that went through was like a Navy SEAL, like an ex-Navy SEAL or something. I'm like, okay, yeah, no, that makes sense that you would be fine going through this thing. So something that I think everyone should do is like Google this. You should Google McCamey Manor, because the Google reviews are actually funny. It has 2.7 stars on Google. And there's a little section where it's like, people often mention, in which like the keywords there were haircut, house, blood, mouth, drinks, abuse, feel, raw meat, waiver, and drowned. Which is unsettling. A lot of them are the same. They like people, and it's probably something that they maybe ask people to do just like as a funny little thing. But like, for example, one of the reviews was like, great experience, gave me a fresh haircut and free dental work. The staff was so kind and treated me with care. I recommend this to anyone looking for a fun and relaxed day. So I think they like encourage people to leave reviews as you would leave a review for a restaurant or like a salon or something like that. And a lot of the reviews are like that. But then when you go into like more of the reviews, there are people talking about like how horrible it was. And like in that review, they talk about dental work. And it might not be this person in particular, but like teeth pulling is a thing that they can do to you in there. This place is a legal place that you can go to, which is just like that. That's insane. We will be right back. And now a word from our sponsor, BetterHelp. Listen to this ad really quick. So, you had a bad day. You had to listen to this podcast bright and early. You ended up being late to work. Problems just keep mounting up left and right. And you just need someone to talk to. Someone to help you get through such a shitty day. Well, now you have someone with BetterHelp. BetterHelp is an online counseling service where you can talk securely with a mental health professional about anything that you're dealing with. Depression, stress, anxiety, family issues, LGBTQ matters. It's just good to be able to have an outlet no matter what you're dealing with, just a third party that you can vent about your issues with. It's convenient and affordable, which is very important when it comes to mental health services because getting help is very expensive sometimes. So when you trip on the sidewalk and when society makes fun of you, they're here to help you. Visit betterhelp.com/stanzi today to get 10% off your first month. Join me on this delicious little mental health journey. That's BetterHelp, help.com/Stanzi, STANZI. Let's get mentally stable together. Welcome back. You have to also, like, you have to do a lot. So they talk about, like, a waiver, right? So the waiver is like 40 pages long and you have to like have all of this like proof in order to be considered. So like you need to obviously sign the waiver. You need to have a background check. They do a screening on the person. You have to get a doctor's note saying that you are physically and like mentally capable of going through this experience, which can you just imagine like walking into your doctor's office and being like, hey, I need you to like write me a note saying that I am mentally well enough to get legally tortured. The question itself would make me go, that's making me think no, like just asking me to sign off on you getting fucking tortured. I'm going to go with no, and maybe we should talk about medication. And also, are you speaking to anyone? What's been going on lately that this is the next step in your fucking journey? What? The question itself would make me go no. No, absolutely not, because no sane person would ask that. I actually would love to know like a little bit more about the people that sign up for something like this. Because that's so fucked up. And I like fucked up shit. But I would never do something like that. I am a thrill seeker, but I'm also in this part of my life where like there are a lot of things that I probably would have done in the past that now that I'm a little bit older, like not super interested in, like things like skydiving or just anything kind of like in that realm. And maybe it's the mental illness being like, we're done here. Because I'm so afraid of something bad happening. But at the same time, like, I would love to like go and explore some like really like haunted places in the country or whatever. But this is something I would never do. Not my self-care era, that's for sure. Because right now, I'm all about the self-care. Like, I just got my first professional facial done, like, a month ago. You think I'm gonna get, like, a professional facial and then go get my teeth ripped out a month later in some torture chamber in Tennessee? No. Also, the fact that it's in Tennessee is probably, like, that's one of the most unsettling parts about this whole thing for me. But anyway, so you have to sign this like waiver, and they are allowed to do so much to you in there. Part of the waiver is like, you're signing off on like this, 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 and this. And then they end it with like, et cetera. What is et cetera? That could be a lot of things. So I've watched a lot of like videos about this and people's different experiences. I watched someone go through it once and they basically like wrapped her hair in duct tape. So she just had like chunks of like knots of hair like covered in duct tape, because you're not getting that out of your hair. So like you have to cut it out. So like they're like shaving people's heads. They're putting, you know, duct tape in your hair so that like you have to like cut it off when you're done, because there's no way that you're getting that out of your hair. I already mentioned like ripping teeth out, ripping people's teeth out, sticking you into a freezer. I've watched them stick people's heads underwater and just kind of like keeping them there. And Russ is basically like filming all of this while there are like three other dudes that are like participating in like the actual torturing, and he's just kind of like telling them what to do. And I guess they have like betting rings on, like where people can like bet on what they do to the like victims next. There's that. They can break your bones. They can feed you weird things like unknown substances, stick needles in you, drug you, waterboard you. I saw waterboarding several times. What the fuck? And this is all to see just like how long you can last. And most people say they don't make it very long. And this is like, this might be like the second or third time that he's tried to like keep this thing up and running. But I think the first round, I think like they didn't have a safe word. Like, I think they like wouldn't let you out. Because that's the thing about like the like extreme haunted houses, is that when I read about the other one, Blackout, they do give you a safe word. So when you're going through it, you can't talk, but like if you do, like you can only say the safe word. So you say the safe word, and then they just basically stop whatever they're doing, and they just like guide you out of the experience. Which is like how it should be done, because even if it's something that's supposed to be an extreme experience, like you should feel like you can exit when it becomes too much for you. And McCamey Manor was like, I think the whole point is that it's like people get to experience like what it would be like to be in their own horror film, which like, why? Why? I'm struggling enough, like, living in my own little rom-com from day to day. Like, why do you want to be in your own Saw movie? That's a little crazy. So, like, they didn't have a safe word. And, like, in the videos I've seen, like, people will be like, this is too much. I don't want to do this anymore. Like, I'm done. I'm done. I don't want to do it. And, like, Russ kind of tries to, like, manipulate them into staying and like continuing on with the experience. The video I watched, I think it was like two girls and one guy, and the woman that like lasted the longest, like I think she asked to leave like three times, and he was kind of like, are you sure you actually want to leave? Like manipulating her into staying, and then she's like, okay, I guess I'll stay. And then he like, I don't know, they put her back in the freezer or something. Like it's crazy stuff. And I want to know so badly, like, why people choose to participate in something like this. Not me victim blaming right now. Not me doing that. But at the same time, like, you signed up for this and you went through all of this effort. You got the doctor's note. You signed the waiver. You did the background check. You went through the screening. You flew to Tennessee to go through an awful experience. And no one, like, lasts very long. So I'm like, why? What? Like, you have to know about that too, kind of going into it. And you think you're going to be the one? You're going to be the one that lasts and makes it through the whole thing? I don't think so, pal. I know myself. I don't do well in discomfort. I'm not going to do your little tasks. I'm not going to let you rip a tooth out, break bones. They also, like, I don't know how they have it. I'm sure there are legal ways of obtaining animal blood, but they do that too. Like, they'll, like, throw blood at you. And the people that, like, come out of this are just, like, they look awful. They're covered in dirt, paint, blood, you know, tape. It's, like, it's real bad. Like, I've seen people get their, like, heads chained in little cages and stuff. That's fucked up. I want to know so badly. I hope that one day they do, like, an in-depth sort of, like, documentary about this. Like, a Netflix special? That would be so great. Like, I want to know. I want to hear about, like, everyone's experience going through something like this. Why they chose to do it. What happened to them after? Like, how did that experience change them? How did it feel to be in a situation like that? But at the same time, like, I don't want people going to this. Don't do it. if you're listening right now, don't do this. Because I wouldn't do it. And I'm crazy. And you know that I am. And if I'm saying, like, no, I would never do something like that, you shouldn't either. Because it's fucked up. I want to know if you... I want to know if you like episodes like this where I talk about something that's very specific and like weird and kind of, I don't know, just like insane. And if you want to hear about more things like that. And I wanted to focus on this today just because we're in a spooky season and I wanted to just talk about some like things that I always like hear about like during this time of the year. And then it's going to be like this for the next two episodes. We're going to have two more episodes where we focus on some of the spooky stuff. All right. And then we'll get back into whatever the fuck. I don't know. My crazy life and sketches and stuff. But I hope that you enjoyed this episode. And if you want more episodes like this, let me know. And if you ask me to make the episodes longer again, I'm going to bury you in my backyard. And there's not going to be a safe word to get out. If the feds are listening, that was a joke. That was just a little joke between me and my listeners. Thank you so much for tuning in today, and I will see you next week. What Fresh Hell Is This? Was written by me, Stanzi Potenza. It was co-created by me and my friends at Pod People, who make this podcast come to life. Rachel King, Matt Sav, Chris Jacobs, Brian Rivers, Carter Wogon, and Anne Fuse. Special thanks to Gabrielle Rose at Dulcedu and all of my friends and family. If you love What Fresh Hell Is This, share it with a friend. And if you really want to over-deliver, please leave a 5-star review and rate us on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. You can follow me at Stanzi Potenza on TikTok and at Stanzi Potenza everywhere else to stay up to date on everything I've got going on. Until next time, have a great week, and I will see you in hell.